Thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. And I also like to thank the Secretary General for her informative opening statement and the UNTACT Secretariat for organizing this meeting. We also thank the panelists for their contribution and all the various speakers. We align ourselves with the statement of the G77 plus China and also the African group. Furthermore, Namibia appreciates the experts' meeting reports that was presented in the morning as they provided very important information for the member states. And then in terms of Namibia, the mining sector remains a key driver of sustainable economic development. Indeed, this sector contributes a lot to exports as well as having crucial interlinkages with other sectors of the economy. It is worth noting that in 2023, the sector contributed about 12% to GDP. As per the UNTACT report on the Sustainable Energy Revolution, Trade and Development Implications in Critical Energy Transition, Mineral Markets and Maritime Transport, that was prepared as part of the of this meeting's background document, it stated that energy transition minerals are the most dynamically growing sectors of mineral trade. So therefore, as Namibia, Namibia has the potential to power the world because of the abundant resources in uranium, oil, gas, biomass, and all the elements needed to produce green hydrogen, as well as the critical raw materials that are essential to the green transition. So Namibia Vision 2030 states that Namibia will be an industrialized country by year 2030, and we believe that the energy transition will be one of the catalysts to achieving this vision. The government will ensure that partnerships in the energy sector will include value addition to reduce the export of raw materials. So this is a there is a need for developing countries rich in identified critical minerals to add value to their supply chains, to contribute to their economic structural transformation, creating decent employment, increasing export revenues, and participating in the process of economic development. This will ensure that the cycle of exporting raw materials is broken and all players in the energy sectors benefit equally. So in this regard, Namibia is also implementing the Export Levy Act 2 of 2016, which provides for the imposition of an export levy on certain goods to improve Namibia's value chain in its resources base, to encourage further processing or beneficiation of or value addition to such goods. This is done where we have capacity for local processing. So, in addition, also Namibia have signed an MOU. I saw that in the presentation by UNTACT also there was a presentation on partnerships, and Namibia was also part of the information. So Namibia have also signed an MOU with the EU on the renewable hydrogen and sustainable raw material value chains. So the MOU will contribute to improving the sustainability of the extractive industry and developing local processing, refining, recovery, and recycling capacity in Namibia. This approach has the potential to underpin sustainable, clean, and inclusive economic growth, while also fostering domestic resource mobilization, economic diversification, and deeper linkages to the broader economy. So in conclusion, government should introduce policies aimed at capturing a just share of benefits from their resources in terms of value addition to contribute to growth and increase employment. I thank you very much.